Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It kills me what catches on with the WRD family, Lee, on the text line.
What is it now?
And you know you've struck a chord, right? You've really gone deep when you mention something in the 6 o'clock hour and they're still texting
still
about it at 8:07.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, do you want to know what it was?
I'm just sitting on the edge of my chair waiting to find out.
World peace? The effects of tariffs on international trade? No.
No.
No, not that. No, the Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000.
What?
Struck a chord with the audience. It's the new, I kid you not, hot kids toy. Headline, New York Post, fart launchers are taking over kids' Christmas lists to terrorize parents. I waited till the kids were in school.
I did it the first time
before they were up, and I waited till they were in school because I'm going to have to buy one of these if they hear about it.
Glad you showed a little discretion this morning.
I did. I look out for myself. I'm very self-interested. Toy insiders and wincing parents tell the New York Post that the Butthead's Fart Launcher 3000, a Nerf gun-like gadget that shoots farts instead of darts, is topping kids' wish lists this year. This is my worst nightmare, said Mom Angie Wong, the 42-year-old founder of the private Facebook group Mom Brooklyn Moms. She recently caved and got the gas-blasting gizmo for her 5-year-old son, Will, and 7-year-old daughter, Maddie. So I checked it out on Amazon, okay? It's got 5 stars.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, and it can blast the smell up to 10 feet. And there is a fart canister. You change the canister out. It's good for 100 rounds of blasts, guaranteed to travel at least 10 feet.
I just wonder what the carbon footprint of that will be.
I don't know, but I'm sure someone will be along soon to tell us. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Amazon has a limit of 3 for the Fartmaster 3000. I bought 3. Yeah, apparently stores have run out of these because they're very popular. They sold out at Walmart.com. They're off to a hot start on Amazon.com. And right now, by the way, Amazon's got them for $15.99. It's the best I've been able to.
Sounds like a hot mess to me.
Yeah. See, like, okay. I don't know if your kids went through this. They go through the fart phase.
Went through this?
Well, no, I was
still
I mean,
in
like,
it.
In terms of, like, the fascination, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing but potty stuff. And this is the most hysterical thing ever, right?
Yeah.
And my daughter's finally come out the other end of it. At age 11, you know what I mean? But my sons, no, they are into this. You know, and my husband doesn't help, to be honest. He eggs them on. He encourages them. Anyway, so people texting in, they're going nuts buying these things. This one guy didn't even, he woke up to the show, I guess, on his alarm clock. He didn't even get out of bed before he bought the Fart Launcher 3000.
We're in the wrong business.
I know. And you know what? I should have known. Because, you know, I got to be honest. You know my dentist, Dr. John Julian?
Yes.
I mean, to honestly tell you, the reason the kids love to go there, because this guy, who's a genius, right? This guy's a genius. You know how you get to leave, when you're a kid, you leave the dentist, they let you pick a little something out of the box?
I know where you're headed with this.
Yeah. He put whoopee cushions in there. It's cheap little whoopee cushions,
well, of course,
right?
Yeah.
Like the plastic kind, I don't know, whether rubber or whatever. My kids look forward to going to the dentist for days because they get to get a whoopee cushion and make fart noises all the way home. And, you know, I generally let those things hang around the house for 5 days and then they disappear. 5 days is my limit. But until then, it's nothing but fart noises around the clock and they cannot wait to go back to the dentist. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my wife can beat that fart master hands down. The texter writes, do they have the Swalwell edition? Another texter writes, why would any sane person pay good money for that? Folks, I kid you not, I was like 3 clicks away from ordering it just a little while ago. No, it's not it's unavailable now? They would go, oh God, it would be endless hours of fun on Christmas morning. It would never end. Yeah, they're right, it's unavailable. No, it's gone, I should have got it earlier. I think, you know what, I think y'all sold it out, seriously. Texter writes, I don't need a fart launcher. I have two boys that are their own fart launchers. See, this is just, it just goes on and on and on and on.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep my I knew I should have bought. The kids would, oh, they would have died. I was so close, but I just couldn't bring myself. Let's see. Yep, unavailable. It's gone. It's gone. So wrong. All right, let's move on and do something serious. Okay.
It's going to be hard to do now.
I know. Anyway. Now, this is part, by the way, this is part of a trend, apparently, of nasty toys that in recent years, potty humor is pretty much a guaranteed hit with kids. And it's everything from slime to snot to a unicorn that poops. That was the big thing last year. Remember that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what you got to have to be cool. It's, yeah. Speaking of just nasty stuff, I gotta, poor Devin Nunes. All the guy's done is ask pointed questions mm-hmm. based on facts. Yep. And man, I've said this before, the thing that you do that will make them the left the angriest in Washington is to tell the truth.
Yep.
That makes them, that just spins them out, man. And Devin Nunes did that. So now they got his phone records.
He's a truth launcher.
He's a truth launcher, I know. And it's something stinks in Washington,
yeah,
I'll
exactly.
tell you that.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the swamp.
Yeah, it's all about the swamp. Okay. Let me ask you a question. You're CNN, man. You got, like, the best journalists on earth, theoretically, right? Like, you could hire them. They'd want to go work there, right? Big name, right, CNN?
Used to be, yeah.
Used to be, yeah. How hard is it to ascertain, did or did not Devin Nunes go to Vienna in late 2018? He either went or he didn't, right?
Yeah.
This is not crack journalism. I mean, this is not the kind of thing you got to work really hard to figure out. CNN reported that Nunes went to Vienna in late 2018 to meet with the ousted Ukrainian prosecutor. And, I mean, if he did that, I don't know what the big deal would be. But they decided around the month of September that it was a big deal and that Republicans can't investigate Joe Biden for whatever reason. So now it's become impeachable. I mean, it only took like 2 months for that to happen. So CNN does this big piece. And, you know, okay, when this broke, the day this broke on the air, my trolls are out in force. They're like, oh, you won't talk about Nunes. You're not going to talk about Nunes. You just lie. You just cover up. I was like, not CNN. I'm not talking about it. Don't get it wrong. I doubt it's even true. I'm not repeating their trash. And here we go. I was right again. This is why when my trolls mob me on the text line, you're not talking about. Yeah, there's a good reason. It's usually fake. Yep. Devin Nunes suing CNN for $400 million. Actually, it's $435 million over the fake news it printed about him. He says they didn't even bother to call to find out, is it true you went to Vienna and met with Shokin?
Right.
Okay, this is how you keep, I know I was a reporter for years. I have a journalism degree. This is how you keep yourself out of trouble. I can't tell you how many times I thought I had a hot tip and I called them up and said, is it true? And they said, no, I could prove it to you. And that saved my rear end mm-hmm. from making a mistake like this. You're going to allege that Nunes is part of a conspiracy of some kind. He went to Vienna. He didn't. He met with Shokin. He didn't. And you're not going to call to see if that's true? Every member of Congress has a press secretary. That's why they have them. So you can call. They put the number in the email right there on the, not the Facebook, the website. Nope. They just made it up.
Just like the dirty dossier.
So, I mean, all you folks who are constantly correcting me on the text line, oh, no, CNN says, no, New York Times says. Again. How do you get a story this big wrong, and why should you ever expect to be believed afterward? Nunes' lawsuit includes revelations of key facts that undermine the case CNN made against him, severely harming the news outlet's credibility. That's my favorite line.
Yeah, what's left of it.
Yeah. And you know what? Republicans need to start doing this.
Yeah.
You know, make them show up in court, make them spend money on attorneys, make the reporter justify what they wrote, have them explain how for the love of God, did you get this wrong?
Well, it's when you don't even bother to try.
No, they don't. They just make stuff up. I mean, there was absolutely nothing there. And yet, I'm getting, I mean, it's all over Twitter, it's all over Facebook. Ooh, Nunes is in on it. He's in on what? Good God, I hope somebody talked to Shokin. I hope somebody talked to these people to find out what was really going on and get their side instead of just taking the Democrats' word for it. No, Joe didn't do anything. Oh, that prosecutor that Joe got fired, he was totally corrupt. How do we know? Because we said so. Well, should we call it? No, if we do, we're going to investigate. If you do, we're going to investigate you. Tar you and destroy you. Okay. This is the level of ridiculousness, folks. And I'm directing this at you trolls. Don't send me another text or email. Tweet me online. I will ban you. Do not tell me, but CNN said, so you're wrong. Don't even bother. If they can't verify whether or not Devin Nunes went to Vienna, honestly, the Onion's more accurate.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the craziest thing I think I've heard all week long, and I didn't get to it, and I forgot. You need to know about this. You probably heard that Lisa Page was a little freaked out by Donald Trump. She's really angry at him. You know Lisa Page, the FBI texter? That one? That Lisa Page? Yeah. So she does an interview with BuzzFeed, and she says it's very unfair that the president is criticizing her. A thing like that should never happen. It's so unfair. She's just trying to help, right? Let me take you back to those texts that she says. It's just she shouldn't have any criticism. Let's go back and review those texts for a minute. Trump is not ever going to be president, right? Question mark. Right? Question mark. Page texted to her lover, Strzok. Again, she's the high-ranking FBI attorney. No, period. No, he won't, period. We'll stop it, Strzok texted back. The texts continue. How are they going to stop it? The insurance policy. See, but Trump's not supposed to mind that because it's, I mean, yeah, they're just trying to do their best, right? They're just trying to protect the nation. From what? I don't know. But there was something in that article that you need to know about because it was absolutely terrifying. She does the interview with the Daily Beast, and they're painting her very sympathetically about how he's, you know, Trump has just wrecked her life. All she tried to do was remove him in a coup. And I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Plus, he deserved to be removed anyway, as we all know. And so it's just, you know, it just wasn't that big of a deal. And in the interview, she laments the fact that her FBI has been destroyed by Trump, the FBI the way it used to be. And then she tells us what the job of the FBI is. What do you think the job of the FBI is? Stop crime, interdict criminals, protect the country from this, stuff like that, right? You know what she describes the job of the FBI as? The job of the FBI, according to Lisa Page, is to, quote, speak truth to power, unquote. Speak truth to power. Wow. You think that's the job of the FBI? In other words, we know what the truth is. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, when do you know the truth as an FBI agent? You are the final arbiter of the truth, right? You know better than the American people. Is it when they give you your badge? Is it a certain number of weeks into training? When is it? I mean, when does the truth suddenly descend upon you and you know it? This lunatic, by the way, she's a high ranking. She's the attorney who works with the head of counterintelligence. These people have access to everything on everyone. And she thinks her job is to stop the president with an insurance policy in the process of speaking truth to power. I mean, that is the only evidence you need. We need to go ahead and disassemble this agency. Just break it apart. Take it apart. This is terrifying. I cannot imagine. You think your job is to speak truth to power. But then again, is that not exactly what John Brennan, head of the CIA, told us? When he told us the deep state was awesome? And it was the job of the deep state, Brennan, former head of the CIA, explained, to make Congress see the truth. Because see, if you work for the CIA, then you know the truth too. These folks speak truth to power. That's like the slogan of a social justice organization. They literally think this is their job. This is what she told the Daily Beast. I thought that should have been the headline. My God, it is so broken over there. It's wrecked and broken and sick. But nobody caught it because it was at the end. The job of the FBI is to speak truth to power, says the woman who, with her lover, decided, her lover, the head of counter-espionage in the FBI, decided that it was up to them to stop a guy they didn't like from being president. And should that fail, to run an insurance policy to destroy his presidency. A woman who texted, "There's no there there," about the Russia investigation, knew it full well, but pursued it anyway. Accused a guy for 2 years of treason with no evidence, who knew there was no there there in the beginning. I guess that's the part she was speaking truth to power. And I guess if there's no truth, then you just go with the power part. Folks, this country's in trouble if we don't get these people out of power. I mean, we need to dig deep. I mean, we need to take a couple floors off that building and send them home. So you remember earlier in the week, the left, in a bid to whip up some climate hysteria, proposed rebranding climate change for greater shock value because people just aren't getting it. It's mostly because they're stupid. Starting with terms like global meltdown, climate collapse, stuff like that. They're doing this for a new generation that hasn't been around long enough to remember that the world was supposed to end, according to Al Gore, in 2010. It didn't happen. The polar bears were supposed to be extinct by then. Didn't happen. Their populations are growing. Polar ice caps were going to melt. Didn't happen. It's when climate change lost its momentum. But the problem is this new generation hasn't been around long enough to live through a couple decades of climate promises, global warming hysteria that never comes to fruition, so they don't know. And you know, why are they doing this? I've explained this all week. The left polls, the Democrats poll, and a terrifying thing is happening. Millennials, 18 to 35, 56% approval rating for Trump's handling of the economy. So, I mean, it's going to take them something big, like something that you're afraid is going to kill you to distract them from that. And this is this. I mean, Democrats can't promise jobs or a better economy because that would involve using capitalism, something they'd never do or support. So they got to come up with something. And this is it. So writing for Ad Age this week, Aaron Hall argues that in order to get people to take action against climate change, rebranding is crucial, to go rebrand it. Because they're afraid it's not clear enough that the world is ending. But perhaps the branding is not the problem. Perhaps this is. Never before has there been so much global warming dust so early in the year. I'm talking about snow. Early snow. Here's a headline. Early snow cover record set for USA. A foot of snow in 25 states. Just literally every time a major leader goes to like a climate summit, new snow records. Have you ever noticed this? Are set often wherever they are, but not always. Snow cover over the lower 48s. Most extensive snow cover over lower 48's most extensive on record for early December. At least a foot of snow has fallen in 25 different states over the last few days, and snow has fallen as far south as Southern California, Tennessee, and Northern Georgia. Snow covered the ground on nearly half of the real estate in the lower 48, 46.2% of the land area on Monday morning, the largest area on December 2nd, since snow cover records from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration began. Normally, a little more than a quarter of the nation has snow on the ground at this time of the year. Right now, it's 46.2%. Yeah, and we've seen record cold for November. It's just, it's really hard to convince people that the earth is burning up. And these people sound extra stupidly hysterical. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, UN chief warns we're at the point of no return on climate change. Yeah, people are freezing. They're like, I can't even get in my car without pain because it's so cold. But they're rebranding in the hopes that you'll ignore what's going on right outside your door and the snow you're shoveling in your driveway across a lot of the lower 48 and believe that it really is just getting warmer. Okay, you know what kills me? Yeah, one of the funniest political episodes. Remember the 2 to 3 weeks of hysteria over Syria? Where I told you, no, actually what Trump was doing was exactly what I would do. It made perfect sense to me. The Russians were so invested in Syria in terms of blood and treasure, there was no way they were going to let the place fall apart. So step back, leave them alone. The Russians would take care of it, and they did. What were we told by all the experts? Who, by the way, have nothing to say about Syria anymore. Everybody's pretending that they never broached the subject. What were we going to have? No, let's go back and review it. A genocide. It's going to be a mass genocide. Did that happen? No? Well, ISIS. We're going to have a resurgence of ISIS. We have given up the fight on ISIS. Did that happen? No. I mean, we're always going to have ISIS members running around. It's never going to change. They might change their name over the years, but there's always going to be a couple of them somewhere, some jihadists. That's been that way since the time of Muhammad. Have you noticed how no one talks about Syria anymore? I mean, when this went down for like 2 weeks, the media was just, I mean, tunnel vision. It was the worst ever. Everybody knew it. It was going to be a disaster. You couldn't handle things this way. We had to go to war with Turkey right away. It was the only option. And Trump was just stupid because he couldn't see it. But we didn't go to war with Turkey. In fact, the head of Turkey was at the White House a couple weeks ago. No genocide. No mass murder. I mean, people have been dying on the border between Syria and Turkey for a long time. It's been going on for decades. They've had, you know, basically a civil war there. So, I mean, yeah, people die from time to time. But mass genocide? Because we pulled out? Didn't happen. You know how it didn't happen? Well, I follow these things. It's one of my hobbies. But the other reason I know is because media's not talking about it. They got it wrong. Just like they got the recession wrong. And that whole part about how we had given up the battle. We weren't even fighting ISIS anymore. Trump had just given. I mean, he's going to let them run wild. And I was like, what? The month before this, we wiped out a whole island ISIS was camped out on. How is it giving up? And now this, your feel-good story of the day. For those of you texting me, we've given up the fight against ISIS. How do you know? I heard it on CNN. Oh, okay. Well, you also heard on CNN that Devin Nunes went to Vienna to meet with Viktor Shokin. Didn't happen. The part where we gave up the fight against ISIS, that didn't happen either. The media just lies to you. Today's feel-good headline, U.S. forces killed two jihadis in Syria. I thought we gave up the fight. Did we give up the fight? I thought we gave up the fight. Why are these guys dead? U.S. forces killed two jihadis in Syria using terrifying Mincer missile. Is it wrong to love this? That deploys six deadly blades to chop up its targets. Just 10 miles from where ISIS leader al-Baghdadi was killed. That was the best part of the whole Syria thing. Literally, the media is on the air telling us how Trump has given up the fight on ISIS and we're not going to fight him anymore. And they're announcing that al-Baghdadi's dead. It was hysterical. I mean, it was so awesome. Anyway, yeah, we're still after him. And no, we don't need boots on the ground to do it because we got stuff like this. This is what I told you. We've got missiles that can target people with such a level of accuracy. You should see the car. It was slashed to pieces by the blade. So are the jihadis. Folks, people, things outside the car, not touched at all. That's the level of precision we have with technology. That's why we don't need boots on the ground. Someone call Lindsey Graham. So deploys blades, literally chops up people where they are. With very little blood spatter, by the way. Oh, you know where this happened? In the zone between Turkey and Syria. You know the place where we were told there was going to be the genocide that didn't happen? The place where we had allegedly given up fighting ISIS? That place. In other words, media got it wrong again. Don't put too much stock in these folks, people. Wait, just wait. Texter writes, hey, Terry, you and Bobby Mac are my favorite tacos. I think they mean talk hosts. But I'll be your favorite taco, too, whatever it takes. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Representative Devin Nunes is suing CNN for $400 million. Actually, $435 million. Wow, that's like $1 million per CNN viewer. LOL. Yeah, where CNN, though, has so much weight is online. They still top out Breitbart and a lot of the others. I think they're one of the two top two news sources online. So all that stuff gets watched online, not on the television. Texter writes, wow, my son is an engineer and he's not talking to me because I don't agree with him on climate change. He will vote Democrat for this one reason only, because Trump pulled out of the Paris Agreement. Shaking my head, he is 34. Yeah. What a mess. I don't know what to tell you. Other than, have you heard about this? Okay, I don't mean to alarm you. I don't want to alarm you this morning. I don't want to depress you before you go into work. But there is an alarming thing going on here. I'm going to tell him about this. He won't believe you, but yeah, we have a crisis on our hands. Have you seen this? It appears we may be headed for a French fry famine. Yes, no more French fry feasts. Cost of French fries going through the roof. Headline, farmers warn of possible French fry famine and smaller spuds. What's causing this again? Could you tell me? Oh, here it is. Much of this year's potato crop has been damaged by the record hot weather. No, that didn't happen. Much of this year's potato crop has been damaged by cold, wet weather. As in unseasonably cold, wet weather. And potato processors are now in a frenzy. This is Bloomberg. To buy and ship the product across North America so French fries can stay on menus. So, what is it? Record cold weather. The bad crop began in October when frost forced farmers in Alberta, Canada, and Idaho to dig up and store their damaged crop. Growers in North Dakota, Minnesota, and Canada's Manitoba were even worse off. Snow and rain forced them to abandon potential potatoes. You ever grown potatoes? They're hard to kill. You could do it in your backyard. Yeah. And this is a crisis, according to the Idaho Potato Commission, where they worry about such things so that you don't have to. French fry demand has just been outstanding lately, and so supplies can't meet demand. Okay. Again, why was that? It's not the heat, it's the cold, the record-breaking cold. I have that straight. I'm going to tell your son. It won't do any good. They're so brainwashed. Texter writes, call me stupid, but wouldn't we also... Oh, yeah. Call me stupid, but wouldn't we also have a mashed potato, baked potato, and scalloped potato famine? Not to mention hash browns. You would think. I don't know about such things. Maybe there's potatoes only used for... I don't know. Texter writes, where do we go? Blah, 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 blah. Tara, keep this to yourself. If you go to the Butthead's website to order... Y'all are still on the fart gun. It was like 45 minutes ago. Tara, keep this to yourself. If you go to Butthead's website to order the gun, I'll let you have the option. It'll let you have the option of Walmart or Amazon or Target. Still have some in stock for $19.99 that you can buy now before they sell out. I'd hurry if I was you. Well, I mean, I got to stay here. I got to be on the air until I leave. But yeah, I'll grab it as soon as I can. And the texter writes, hey, Tara, the fart cannon has been around for a while, except we used real farts back in the day. Look up air cannon? No. Are you serious? Look up air cannon. Are you pulling my leg? Look up air cannon. Just fart into the air cannon and fire? Oh, I'm going to have to Google that at the break. I got like 45 seconds and then I'll be able to find out. Now the texter writes, Target still has some. Hurry. Yeah, I just saw that. And finally, texter writes about the fart blaster. They are nest with a hot toy for this Christmas. Now they are on eBay for double the price. Well, that didn't take long. Now the texter writes, but there's a fart app? Tara, love to have fun with my grandchildren with the fart app. I don't know if I'm going to look that one up, I got to tell you. And finally, text writes, hey, Tara, my wife can beat the fart master hands down. Yo, I'd love to know what she says about you, but you eat the same stuff.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.